Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hey, we're going to ask everyone that's not speaking to mute your phones. And Tina, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection.
All right. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from wrong. I'll be satisfied as I walk, let me walk close to thee. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Jesus, keep me from all daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. God bless you.
Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful selection.
Yes,
our opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Linda Hodge.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you how you blessed us to see another Thursday night. Thank you how you watched us through the week, Lord, how you kept us strong. And, Lord, how you blessed us to have a mind to be here on Thursday night, to hear your word, be taught your word. And, Lord, we thank you for our teachers that you set forth for us to teach us the word, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you allow us to not just listen, but to apply it to our everyday life, so that we might be stronger. And Lord, we ask you to bless everyone on the line. Bless every family that's represented here tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Linda. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study, where we're going to continue our lesson. We're talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be done by Dennis Yeverton. We're going to turn it right over to him.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for another opportunity to be before you and share what I believe that God has given me. And, of course, I thank God for actually giving me something to say. So I want to jump right into it. And I kind of want to follow up. You know, Minister Street did a beautiful job Last week, she spoke so beautifully, following up on Reverend Richardson's previous topic of surviving tough times. And I kind of want to continue along those same lines. So, I want to tell you that another key to surviving tough times is to pray. Don't panic. So that's kind of the topic that I want to work from today. Now, I know it's easy, to trust God when everything is going right, when all your bills are paid and you have a little money in the bank, when you're feeling good in your body, don't have any aches and pains, haven't had a diagnosis from the doctor that made you a little uncertain. All those things, it's easy to trust God. When your kids, your spouse, your significant other, they're all acting like they got good sense. It's easy to trust, or I find it, easy to trust at that time, and I think most people are similar. When everything is going well, it's pretty easy to trust God. But, what I find sometimes is that, we find it hard to trust God when things start to go a little sideways. When we don't quite understand what's going to go on, what the next step is, we kind of start to panic when we can't see a clear path forward. We kind of like to know what the next thing is, what the next step is. And when we can't see that, we tend to get a little nervous. And it may not be you. But I know that there have been times when I myself, when you can't really tell what's coming next, you start to get a little jittery, Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Now, if you think about it, when we can't see clearly, when we can't see that next step, that's the time that we really should trust God the most.
Amen.
That's when we should pray and not panic. As believers, we have to trust that God is true to his word. Psalms 27:1-3 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident." So if we have true faith, our trust can't be conditional. If we truly claim to believe in God, our faith can't be conditional. It can't be, up one day and down the next. It can't be, as long as everything is going good. But we need to trust God in every situation, right? We need to trust him in good times and in uncertain times. When times when we don't know what's really going on. We don't know what the next step is going to be. We don't know what's around the next corner. Those are the times when we especially need to trust him, because those are the times when he's truly in charge. When we can see what's going on, we tend to believe we're in charge. But when we can't see what's going on, then we have to trust God. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Notice that it does not say for everything, but in everything. And I love that, Pastor Burwell says this a lot, "In all things give thanks, for it is the will of God in Jesus for you."
Yeah.
That's what he wants for us. We should be, in every situation, give thanks. Not for every situation, because everything that happens to us is not good. It doesn't say be thankful for everything, because God knows everything is not going to be good. The truth is, since we live in the real world, the word tells us that this is not our home, but we do live here now. So we have to exist in this world. So the truth is that, we're going to have hard times. Reverend Richard started this off, how to survive tough times. They're going to be there. We're going to see tough times. So that's going to happen. But the advantage that we have over the world is that we understand that God will not lead us into a bad situation, nor will he leave us in a bad situation that we get ourselves into. But at least we should understand that. You know, maybe we don't. But as believers, we should understand that God's not going to put us in a bad situation, and he's so good that he's not going to leave us in a bad situation if we get ourselves into it. And that's, you know, that's the God that we serve. And, you know, that's the understanding that I have. You know, now, you know, with everything that's going on around us right now, it's really, really easy for us to kind of want to hit the panic button. You know, because it's, you know, we don't have to look far to see, you know, things that probably make us feel a little nervous. But I would suggest that getting into a position of prayer would be a much better and more productive use of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in saying that, I'm not saying that we should just, you know, stick our heads in the sand and act like nothing is going on. That, you know, as a believer, I believe that would be irresponsible. You know, because, you know, even if we, you know, are true born again believers and we trust God and everything, I'm sure that we've got, you know, somebody around us that may not quite be ready, you know, if Jesus were to make his return right now. You know, I know myself, I've got friends and family, you know, that you know, I'm still concerned about. You know, there are things going on in society that I'm concerned about. You know, there are things going on in our neighborhoods, in our communities, sometimes in our family, that I'm concerned about. But, you know, I think it's reasonable to be concerned with the state of the world around us. But I don't believe that our concern should ever equal panic, as long as we know who's really in charge. And that's what I keep going back to, you know, with everything that is going on. The one thing that I can always turn back to is the fact that I know who's really in charge. And everything else is conditional, and that's going to change. But the one thing that does not change is that God is in charge.
Now,
Psalm 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Now, when chaos erupts around us, you know, fear tries to rise up, if we truly know who God is, our response should always be prayer, not panic. And, you know, the world wants us to panic. The enemy wants us to panic. Because, you know, if you know, I don't know, you know, I can only speak for myself. But, you know, as I get older, I try not to panic about anything. But I know in my younger days, you know, some of my worst decisions were made when I panicked. You know, if the enemy can get us to panic, he can get us to make some bad decisions. You know, mm-hmm. If he can get us to panic, he can get us to do some things that we might not otherwise do, and do some things that might not line up with God's plan for us. So, you know, the world wants us to panic. The enemy wants us to panic. But our response really in every case should be prayer. And again, you know, not you know, prayer and act like nothing's going on, but deep concern prayer, because we know that something's going on. You know, just praying, you know, there's never a bad time to pray. But I'm not talking about praying for the sake of praying. I'm talking about praying because something is going on. I'm talking about praying because chaos is trying to take over. You know, I'm talking about praying because things are not quite right in your home, in your family, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your nation. You know, I'm talking about praying so chaos can't take over. Because chaos takes over, bad decisions follow. And we don't want that. So I'm encouraging, instead of panicking, regardless of the situation, pray. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Now, why should we pray? You know, when we really want to panic, 1 John 5:14 and 15 gives us a pretty good answer. It says, now this is the confidence I have that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Now, I want to go back through that. Now, it says, this is the confidence we have in him.
Mm-hmm.
That if we ask anything according to his will,
mm-hmm.
he hears us. There is no question on this. He hears us.
Yes.
All we have to do is ask according mm-hmm. to his will. He mm-hmm. hears us.
Yes.
And if we know that he hears us, if we know, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we've asked of him.
Yes.
That there, again, there is no need to panic if we know what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There is no need. So if we pray, and we pray in all sincerity, according to the will of the Father,
mm-hmm.
then we can be 100% certain.
Yeah.
You know, if you come to me, and those of you that know me, I pray you know this to be true. If you come to me and you ask me, Dennis, I need this. I need you to do this for me. You know, if it is within my power, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you know, I'm gonna give myself a 75% chance that I'm gonna do what you ask me to do, to the best of my ability. I would like to be 100%, but I don't control everything. But we know that if we ask anything according to his will, he
yes.
hears us. And
yes.
we know if he hears us, and he has a 100% chance of hearing us, whatever we ask,
yes.
we have the petitions that we ask. So if we go to God, he hears us.
Yes, he does.
And if he hears us, he's going to do what he said he would. Now, he may not do what we said he would, but he's going to do what he said he would do.
Yes.
So why panic? God is in control. He's in charge. He hears us, and according to his word, and the only way this cannot be true is that his word is not true. And I believe that his word is true.
It is.
So
yes.
if his word is true, if we ask, he hears us. And if he hears us, he's going to be there. He's going to give
yes.
us what we ask of him.
Yes.
Now, Jeremiah 32 and 27, and I'm trying to be conscious of time, so I'm trying to wrap this up. Jeremiah 32 and 27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Now, if we trust that God is who he says he is, and I believe to my very core that he is,
yes.
then the answer to that question is obvious to us. Absolutely not. There is absolutely nothing too hard for God.
Nothing too hard for him.
What I say to each and every one of you, what I want to encourage you is that if God is God, you know, when panic tries to rise up in us, and again, we're human, and you know, I can only speak for myself, you know, and I try, you know, to practice what I preach, so to speak. But, you know, things can happen that can cause any of us to want to panic. You know, so I as much as I try, you know, every now and then a situation pops up, you know, out of the deep blue, and you know, the next thing you know, we're all up in a tizzy, so you know, but you know, I try to remind myself that God is still God. So whenever panic tries to rise up, and you know, again, I know, you know, for me, panic a lot of times, panic is not necessarily something that's going to, what tends to try to cause panic with me is not what's going on with me, but what's going on with those around me, or those in my family, those that I care about, or situations that I care about. So, but again, the enemy uses whatever he can to try to throw us off the course that God has
That's
us.
Right. That's
so
right.
When panic tries to rise up in us, and especially during those times when we can't see what's going on ahead of us, when we can't see around that next corner, what I want to encourage everybody, and I ask you to encourage me likewise, that I let our response always be prayer, not panic.
Yeah.
Because again, the enemy thrives on panic.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, he lives. That's where he accomplishes his purpose. But the word tells us that God is not the author of confusion. God doesn't live in chaos. He doesn't live in panic. So, when we are tempted to panic, when panic tries to rise up, because we can't stop the world from doing what the world does, but we can know who controls the world.
Yeah.
So instead of giving way to panic, let our response always be prayer.
Yeah.
And I hope that I said something that helps you get another step further. I pray for everybody, and I ask you to continue to pray for me. And we are living in some very challenging times, but God is in control today, just like He was yesterday, just like He was last week, last month, last year, and just like He will be until Jesus comes back for us.
Yes.
So don't give in to panic. Pray. Don't panic. Uncle Robert, I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen.
Dennis, for those encouraging words. Our 30 seconds tonight will be done by Virginia Brown, so we're going to turn it over to her.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We thank God for the trust of God. 30 seconds for tonight comes from 2 Corinthians 12 and 10. When you've done everything you can do, know that that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. So be encouraged and trust in God's plan. Back to you, Uncle Robin.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the line up for the inputs and updates for this week. The line is officially open.
I just want to say good evening. This is Mari. I want to say, Dennis, you hit it right on the spot because people are stressing out and worry about it. And my answer is God is in control.
Yes.
And I do not worry. I mean, yes, I'm concerned, but I don't worry. So you hit the message tonight right on. And it just tells me I'm on that right path because I'm believing the same thing.
Amen.
May God be the glory, Mari.
Amen.
This is Reverend Richardson. I received a call from Miss Jessie, and I'm not sure she's on the line, but she had called a few minutes before time for Bible study to say she wasn't feeling well. So I want to put her on the prayer list that we will pray for Miss Jessie for her healing.
This is Lorraine, an update on Annette Stricken. Her test results came back negative. She's doing fine. She still got to do blood work, but she said everything else came back good. So thank you for your prayers, and just continue to keep in your prayers.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Yes.
This is just on the prayer line. I called Reverend Maddie. I thank God they had me to get on the prayer line because I can't remember your name right now, but everything you said, God intended for me to hear it. You are a blessed man of God every time you on the line to do this, and I just want to thank you. I need it.
Amen. Praise God.
Tyler Yeverton on the prayer list.
What was her name?
Tyler Yeverton.
Thank you.
Latanya, praying for Deborah Jackson. I still need your prayers. I'm waiting to hear back from the doctor about more of my situation. I go to the doctor in the morning, so pray that everything goes well.
This is Lorraine again. I'm asking for prayer for the Young family, Miss Marjorie Young. She is in the process of transitioning. Just keep her children in prayer. Ask the Lord to give them the strength to go through.
Okay, no more inputs update. We're going to go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Last week, there was 40 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. Lee in Virginia.
Yeah.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita. Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Manny.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Mari.
Linda
Hodge.
Here.
Deborah Brack. Barbara Williams.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Dallin. Angela.
I'm here.
Okay, Kamari.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari. Ashanti.
Here.
Here. Sonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W.
Here.
Miss Fran. Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Yeah, Woody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
did you call Peter Shaw?
Yeah, Charles.
Anyone else?
Sure,
Tina Straw.
Okay, thank you. Back to my
question. Thank you, Denisha, for that. Okay, coming up next week, our 32nd is going to be done by Miss Willie Mae Jones. And our opening prayer is going to be done by Willie Mae. And our 32nd is going to be done by Tangelo. Okay, moving right along, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Bible study on prayer. We thank you for each and every one that's on the line. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward each and every one of us, God. Lord, continue to give us strength from day to day. Bless our family. Use us like never before, God. God, continue to help us to be faithful, God. Oh, God, and help us right now to lean to not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways acknowledge you, God, and you shall direct our path. Lord, and I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for what you've already done for me, God. Oh, God, I ask you to bless everyone that's on the line, God. Lord, remember Deborah Jackson, God. Lord, heal her body completely. Help her to put her trust in you, God. You are a healer, God. Lord, remember the lady that's making the transition, God. Oh, God, you should have blessed that whole family, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. You told us to believe in you, God. Oh, God, you said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if it were not so, you wouldn't have told us so, God. You go away and prepare a place for us, God, and you will return back for us one day. God, I ask you to continue to be with us. Be with us in our sleep, God. And give us that sweet sleep, God. Let your angels be around us, God. Surround and encamp around each one of us, Lord. Lord, and I thank you so much for this day, God. Lord, and I thank you for what you've done for us, God. How you kept us, God, saved, God. You told us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God, thank you right now for each and every one of us, God. God, continue to put your arms around us and keep us, keep our mind, God, in perfect peace, God. Lord, continue to bless the teacher tonight, God. Oh, God, as he poured his heart, God. Oh,
yes,
God, let him sink deep in our soul. Lord, I thank you for everything, God, everything that was said tonight, God. Oh, God, continue to be with us, God. Bless our children, God. Oh, God, help them, God. Lord, to keep their mind on you, Jesus.
Bless
them in school, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for everything, God. Oh, God, you said in all things give thanks, God. This is the perfect will of you, God. Lord, and I thank you, Jesus, for this day, God. I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless us, God, as we go up and down the dangerous highway, God. Lord, watch over us, God. And I thank you right now for the ones that's sick, Lord. I ask you to heal their body, God. Heal their mind, God. Keep them in perfect peace, God. Oh, God, continue to bless us, God, as we go throughout our day, God. Oh, God, as we walk with you, talk with you, God. Oh, God, and give us the strength that we need, and we'll be so careful, God, to give your name the praise, God, the glory.
The honor
belongs to you, God. We give it back to you, God. Oh, God, we trust you, God. Oh, God, we trust you with all our heart, God. Oh, God, continue to help us to live right, God. Oh, God, and do the right thing, God. In your name we pray, God. We give it all the glory goes back to you. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very well. So for that closing prayer, and we'd like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having everyone back next week. And with that was said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
God bless.